1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Let's get to the phone tap. And today, we reach out to a young woman who recently went through a tough breakup.
Mm.
And we all know the best way to get over somebody is to get phone tapped by somebody.
Mm. Oh, that's not the
same. That's not how I say it either. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to try to do today. And the person who set her up said she might recognize my voice from the radio. So I had to record it from a cell phone. So it's not going to sound as professional as it does in the studio.
Okay.
And I want to apologize to all of our listeners who are used to hearing my deep, sensual voice.
We're sorry, the audio quality is
It's just not going to sound the same.
So many people disappointed already.
I know. So we'll get back to the deep sensuality a little bit later. But for now, it's time for your brand new phone tap right now.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey's free money phone taps.
Only on Movin' 92.5.
Your chance to win $500.
Hello?
Hey, it's Kurt from Grocery Delivery. I'm looking for Shayla.
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Shayla. I'm your shopper today. I wanted to ask you about a couple of substitutes.
Okay, sure.
By any chance, did you just go through a breakup?
Oh. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Hopefully I'm not being too forward, but did someone dump you recently?
How is that any of your business?
I'm looking at your shopping list. And I saw two boxes of refined cereals and a package of processed ham.
How do you get a breakup from that?
Well, I'm a psychology major at the local university. And in my studies, I've learned those types of foods are what people tend to eat if they're feeling anxious and sad.
What?
So, you know, I went and I looked you up on Instagram just to be sure.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I looked you up on Instagram. This is part of my job.
How is that a part of your job?
Well, I want to get to know the people that I'm delivering to. And I noticed there's a guy on there a few months ago, but he's not in any of your recent
posts. Oh, okay, stop. Just stop right there. You were on my Instagram?
I was just trying to be helpful.
Well, it's not helpful, and I just need you to deliver my groceries. I don't need to be, like, analyzed by a psych student.
Okay. All right. I didn't mean to step on any toes here. Just let me continue through the list. Is that okay?
Fine. But you shouldn't be snooping on people's Instagrams.
Okay, noted. So, I went ahead and I replaced some of your pastries with salmon.
Wait, did you say you replaced my danishes with salmon?
Salmon and bok choy.
No, how would you think that that's an equal substitution?
Oh, it's not. It's definitely more expensive, but the folic acid is off the charts.
Okay, can you stop? I don't understand what you're doing.
It's because salmon is a mood booster, and since I know breakups can be hard, I just wanted to make you feel better after getting dumped.
You know what you need to do is shut up, get the groceries that are on my list, drive them to my house, and I don't need to hear any of your extra stuff.
Okay, well, can I just make one suggestion?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Just tell me the substitutes, like the real ones.
I won't make a suggestion then. I'll just put it in the form of a question like in Jeopardy. And the question is, what does red wine, pumpkin risotto, and vegan chickpea noodle soup have in common?
I don't care.
You might care if you knew that those are just a few foods recommended by the Clinical Psychological Association that can help you feel recharged.
Okay, no, you are obviously not getting the message. At this point, I will be talking to your supervisor.
Hmm. All right, Shayla.
This is extremely inappropriate.
You're not really mad at me here. You're mad at your ex, aren't you?
Stop talking.
That's why I'm saying the B6 vitamin supplement that I put into your cart, it's going to do wonders.
That is it. I am done. I am done with this call.
Okay, I guess I'm done too. And I should probably tell you I'm breaking up with you as your grocery delivery guy.
You think you're so funny.
Well, I don't think I'm funny, but I guess your friend Hannah does.
Okay, what? Now you know about my friend Hannah? Is that from stalking my Instagram too?
I should probably just tell you the truth. And that's that my name's Jeff, and I work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Hannah set you up for a phone tap.
Wait.
She said you needed a pick-me-up after getting out of a long-term deal with a guy, and she thought this might make you laugh.
Wait, so she thought it would be a good idea to prank me after a breakup?
Well, she thought a prank phone call might lift your spirits a little bit. She said you've been feeling kind of down.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. We just wanted to make you feel better and make you laugh. And Hannah said you'd be a good sport once you found out it was a joke.
When you said that you were taking That's when somebody's Danish after a breakup.
Well, hey, if it makes you feel better, I also have your ex's grocery order. He wants 7 sleeves of raw cookie dough. So, sounds like he's doing great.